Commenting on world music doesn't often involve a major pop hit. Our critic Marla Miles says one exception was this summer's most pervasive dance tune.
Folks always want a new sip of something light and lively in hot weather, and that applies to music as well as beverages. One particular concoction is the People's Choice in 1996. For those who didn't recognize that, I'm going to inform both of you that it's Macarena by a couple guys who call themselves Los Del Rio, and that it was the number one single on the Billboard Hot 100 for more than a month. Macarena comes with a hokey but distinctive dance you can learn in less time than it takes the song to play. This little jiggle is particularly popular at sports events where moves like, you know, the tango, are never going to catch on. It may seem ridiculous to go on more about Los Del Rio and their hit. Wasn't it D.H. Lawrence who said certain grisly events remind us of a time before God was love? Well, Macarena is a throwback to the time before pop was art. Indeed, it's a wonderful example of a style I call international cheese. This type of tune can be produced by anyone of any age, sex, race, or homeland, so long as it convinces you that shaking your can for a few minutes will relieve all of life's problems. Like about a third of all number one hits, Macarena is just an insanely catchy bit of universal fluff. The core of Los Del Rio, Antonio Romero and Rafael Ruiz, are blatantly unhip middle-aged music vets who are considered rather washed up in their native Spain, until they conquered the world with Macarena, a song released in 1993. There seems to be no chart interest in anything by Los Del Rio except Macarena, but they have a CD called Calientito that is an absolute hoot. It's almost all up-tempo tracks, which is good because Romero and Ruiz no longer have the pipes for ballads, if they ever did. Calientito is utterly shameless, anything for a hook or a laugh or a sob. They even try what sounds like a Spanish transplant from a German beer hall.
Vente que yo te invito a la fiesta, vente conmigo a la fiesta de mi ciudad. Ven a conocer Andalucía y la feria de Sevilla, Manzanilla y a cantar. Ven a conocer los San Fermín, San Isidro en los Madriles, el Narcorpo de Granada.
Calientito does include both the original version of Macarena and the hit Bayside Boys remix, though the addition of the ditzy female talkover in English does make the tune more techno-disco generic. I like that it's sex-crazed in the manner of a Pedro Almodovar movie, a woman on the verge of the nervous giggles. Anyway, at first I thought the success of Macarena meant nothing for the state of world music, any more than hits by Ace of Base meant that Northern Europe had become the new hotspot for dance rock. But then I noticed a number of casual comparisons with Macarena and that old dud, the Lambada. This seemed off. The overhyped Lambada had become an instant joke, while Macarena had built for years by word of mouth and would never be considered a farce like the Lambada. Yet in some ways, the crash of the lightweight Lambada planted the seed for Macarena. It prepared people to accept a silly dance song in a foreign language. And the tragic murder of the singer Selena raised awareness of contemporary Spanish-speaking pop. As the temperature drops this fall, so will Macarena slide down the charts. But there's just a chance summer might become the regular season of international cheese.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge.